Boys and girls, I've got a little bit of everything for you today. Between entrepreneurship, how to delegate tasks, a whole bunch of stuff on pregnancy, and I think pregnancy is a great topic right now, not only for the women out there, but even for the men. It's nice to know a little bit more about things in this space so that when you're having a conversation with someone, you know a little bit more about the topic. So you're going to learn the common misconceptions on whether or not you should work out, things that you should eat, things that you should drink. We touch on that real quick, but we talk mostly about the entrepreneur path that she's taken to get to where she is right now. Now, Nancy is doing really, really well for herself. She has an online business that does incredibly well. She sells ebooks, and she has soon to have a subscription website, among a ton of other things. She's actually at the point now where her husband has actually quit his job, and they would just work together. So it's a very interesting dynamic now. He was in real estate school, and you know, he had his entire life ahead of him that he wanted to do and that he was envisioning, and things started going so well for her that now he's helping her, and they're a dynamic duo at the moment. So there's a lot of great information in this show that I think will help a lot of people out there, and a lot of people are literally trying to do exactly what she's doing. The American dream is to work for yourself, right? So we're going to hit all those topics. We're going to talk about pregnancy. We're going to have a bunch of laughs, and we're going to have a great episode here. It's going to be very easy to listen to, and you guys are going to love this chick. It's my pleasure to introduce the Nancy Anderson, and here we go. Before we get into the show, I would love to talk to you guys about some mushrooms, and I'm not talking about the ones that get you high. I'm talking about the ones that come from Four Sigmatic and all the amazing products that they have at the moment. A couple of my favorite things, the mushroom hot cocoa mix before you go to bed. It literally tastes like a hot cocoa. That is not good for you. But you have the mushrooms in there, and you have the cordyceps in there, and there's just like all these amazing things that are like body healing vitamins and minerals that we don't really get from actual coffee. And you're getting the same ritual as coffee without getting any of those jitters or any of those restless nights. So you have a whole variety of different things to choose from. That's just my favorite one, the hot cocoa one. And then during the day, they have this thing called mushroom lemonade, and I put it in my water like all the time. It's got charcoal in it. It makes your water black, so it looks really cool. People are always asking me, like, what's in your water? And I just think it makes my water just taste amazing. There's electrolytes in there. There's a bunch of, you know, chaga in there as well. Which is the main premise behind a lot of these mushroom products that Four Sigmatic has. But it really, really just makes me drink more water than I normally would, especially when I'm working out. I think it's amazing, amazing stuff. The mushroom coffee that they have as well has 50 milligrams of caffeine in it. It's more than enough to keep you alert. I have it every morning now. I usually mix it with the lion's mane. The lion's mane definitely keeps you on track, gives you that focus point. And you don't get the really like the jitter effect that you would when you're drinking the coffee. So I'm a huge fan of this stuff right now. It's amazing stuff that no one else has really been doing. So I think it's really cool to try out new things. If you guys have never tried the Four Sigmatic products, I highly, highly recommend it. It's something I've been doing for a few months, and it's a game changer for me. I don't see myself or feel myself like missing coffee as much as I used to since I started drinking these products. And I've been putting them on my Instagram. You guys can see me always tagging them all the time. And people ask me questions. And some of them have been switching over. And they're like, dude, I really love this stuff. I'm so happy about it. And I get excited for them. So if you guys are ready to make the switch from coffee to some mushroom coffee and try out some of these different products that they have, I definitely recommend that lemonade one for your everyday water supply. You can head over to foursigmatic.com. That's FOURSIGMATIC, foursigmatic.com. You can use code CHALK, CHALK, in all capital letters and get you 15% off everything on the website. And there's a lot of stuff to choose from. If you guys have any questions about what you might want to try and get my opinion on it, just go ahead and shoot me a message on my Instagram, Ryan Fish, or you can email me, Ryan, R-Y-N, at crossofchalk.com, and I'll hook you guys up. All right, Chalk Nation, coming at you with another new episode, sitting down with Nancy Anderson, and we are going to go over her story. She happens to be a pre- and postnatal specialist. I also have known this woman for a few years. She came into the gym and trained with me quite a few years ago. How long ago was that?
That was like, gosh, like 3 years ago.
Oh, man.
It was like a year before I got pregnant with my last kid. Okay. And I found you literally on Google. I didn't even know who you were. I was just trying to find a CrossFit coach, and they knew what the fuck he was talking about for once.
Mm-hmm.
And
hard to do.
Very hard to do. Way easier said than done. So, like, being a trainer myself, obviously I had high expectations, and I was, like, surfing Google, and I came across Chalk, and I was like, this Ryan Fisher, dude. I, like, told my husband. I'm like, I think I'm going to go train with this guy Ryan. Like, I, you know, not, like, a big CrossFitter at the time, but I could tell maybe be the good person to get in front of. So I remember our first session, you were like, yeah, you you need some fucking help here. Your Olympic lifting sucks, which is right. It was just true.
Yeah.
So I did one-on-ones with you for like a long time. And
you know what I loved about our one-on-ones? Because I think a lot of people out there who do personal training, it's either like a therapy session or you're actually getting some good training in.
Totally.
For us, I think we got great training in, but we also like always were strategizing business all the time. So the fact that we're sitting down now with like two of our own businesses is so cool.
It's amazing. I remember we were just talking about this earlier, is that the first like, you know, a couple of months we were training together, I had like not really gone online yet with my business, and I had maybe like 8,000 followers. And I remember I like referenced you. I'm like, God, you're just like doing so great. And you're like, doing so great. He's like, I have like 30,000 followers. Like, that's nothing. And I remember the time I was thinking like, fuck, I would kill for 30,000 followers. And now you've like, what, tripled, quadrupled that and killing it. We've come
tripled
a long way in 3 years.
And you've more than tripled, like six times yours.
Yes.
So that's
Thank
good.
Thank God.
So what I think is cool about Nancy's story here is that was the start of the story right there.
Yes.
She had her 8,000 followers, mm-hmm. and she was a trainer at Barry's?
Yeah, I was at Barry's, like, full-time master trainer there, and then I was doing, like, my PT hustle. You know, I was in the trenches basically taking grenades, just like any other trainer, you know, when they're going through their career. Getting up at 4 a.m., training my PTs, teaching classes, having a weird midday break where I would, like, try to take a nap or, like, get other emails done, and then go back and work until, like, 8 p.m., and I did that grind for, like, a decade. I mean, like, all of us do, I guess. And you make good money, but at a certain point, you're like, well, fuck, like, this is, like, running me into the ground. And then I wanted to have kids. I have two kids. So, you know, after I had my first, I was like, I've got to like reassess how I'm making a living in the fitness world, because this like early morning, late night, missing getting up, people getting up in the morning, missing my kids going to bed at night. Like, this shit is like not working. And you can only reach like so many people, right? So if your goal is to like truly impact people, right, and help them live, help them really thrive is kind of like my goal as like a trainer and nutritionist. You have to be able to reach a lot of people and like get on a platform. I just like never invested in the social media world to like develop that platform. I was very much like regional based, you know, when I lived in Baltimore, and then when I moved out to California, it was always just about like my region, like the gyms I was training at, my local community. And I realized like, okay, to really A, make as much money as I want to make, and B, reach as many people as I want to reach, I've got to go online. Like, you just have to move to like the online space.
It's something that I feel like everyone really wants to get into. They don't really know how to get into it. And I think you and I both, at that time when we were first talking about it, I hadn't started my online program yet. I hadn't really done too much online yet. I don't think I even made an ebook yet. But it is a scary thing, especially when you're training to the point where you need those classes.
Yes.
Like, I remember your husband at the time was in school for commercial real estate.
Yeah, he was in his MBA, and then he was in the commercial real estate, like, which is, if you don't know, that is industry is probably the hardest one, because you make literally $0 until you close a deal, and you don't close a deal for like 2 to 7 years, and you have no idea when the deal's fucking closing. And then you think it's closing, and then it just falls out from underneath of you, and you lose $50,000 that you thought you were going to have. So it's just like a very stressful industry. So like, I was kind of like supporting the whole family, which, fuck, that's a lot of pressure of like a mom to be like, all right, well, you need to come up with, you know, 20 grand every single month. And like, you got to do it through like all these different ways, because essentially you're just an independent contractor when you're a trainer. There's no salary, really.
But the whole time you really want to create your own thing.
Yeah.
And you can't create your own thing without making money. But you also like, it's like, I need to keep doing this so to have enough money to survive.
Yeah.
But I know if I stop doing that, I'm going to make more money. So
yeah.
Like, what was the point when you were like, okay, I can stop coaching classes, or I can stop personal training, and I can do this now? Or was there a point where you were just juggling both so much to the point where you're just like, oh my God, I have to do this now?
I was struggling both so much. I was literally drowning. Like,
I'm the same.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like currently still the same kind of because I like to do everything, and I know it's bad. Like it's my downfall for sure.
It is. I mean, I think my husband, he's such an entrepreneur too, and like now he like recently actually kind of stepped away from commercial real estate, and he is running our online business like full time. You know, I'm like
great
kind
vibes
of,
by the way. My first time meeting him, and I loved him.
Yeah, he's so cool. Yeah. I mean, he's just like a good dude. He's like a bro. You know, mm-hmm. And I feel like that's actually the worst part of our relationship is that we're like best friends, and like I feel like we're like siblings a lot of times. We have to be careful. You know, it's like we're business partners, and like we kind of act like siblings. We fight like siblings, but we're also like supposed to be lovers too. So it's like this like very fine line. But it's awesome. Like he's so good at what he does, and the perfect job for him is the one he's doing right now, which is like running the business and the not the operations, but like the growth and development of the business, the marketing, like getting our shit to move forward. Because that's the hard part. Is that
he's emotionally connected too, yeah. And like it matters to him. You know, it's hard when you hire someone to get them to understand like how much it matters.
Yeah,
and you can tell them a million times, hey, dude, like listen. Or, hey, you know, girl or whatever. Hey, listen, yeah. Like, I swear to God, like, if we make $100,000, I'm going to give you, like, $20,000. You know what yeah. I mean? And that could happen in, like, a month. But, like, they still don't have the motivation level that someone like Max would have.
No way. You have to have, like, skin in the game almost. And
yeah.
Obviously we do. Like, we both are so fucking passionate about, like, succeeding and, like, achieving, you know, our mission, which is essentially my mission. I work a lot with moms, obviously. But it's kind of, like, redefine, like, the mom body and like prioritizing self-care and like stop fucking feeling guilty for taking 4 hours a week to work out if you're a mom and like you're not giving those 4 hours to your kids, but like you're making yourself healthier and mentally happier and emotionally healthier. And to like do it in a smart way, right? It's not like you get pregnant and then or you have your baby and then you like jump back in to like doing the workouts that you were doing before you got pregnant, but like your body can't handle it and you're healing your core and you have ab separation and like all these other things that go into it. So that's kind of like my mission. But it got to the point for me where I just like I couldn't do it anymore. Like I remember I had this moment where I was teaching class at this group training studio called Barry's Bootcamp, which I'm sure some people know what that is.
It's got to be worldwide, I assume.
It's worldwide, yeah. And I had been a master trainer there for like 6 years. And I remember I was in class and on my phone, I have my Shopify app that comes up and shows me when I have sales in my online store for my digital ebooks and stuff. And I remember in the hour that I was teaching, I had looked at my phone a few times and I made like 4 times what I was making being in that room teaching on that mic. Then I did selling books on my website and I left. And I called my husband. And I'm like, I fucking have to quit. Like, this doesn't even make sense. I'm like losing money, spending time, you know, but I was so worried about letting it go because it was like, it was the closest thing a trainer can have to that steady paycheck. Mm-hmm. And then like, once you go entrepreneur, like full force and you're like, okay, like online it is, I don't get like insurance from anywhere. I don't get like a steady paycheck or salary from anywhere. There's no guaranteed classes or guaranteed clients. It's like every month, March 1st, April 1st, like whether you made your month or didn't make your month the month before, you start at zero. You got to go all over. Like, all right, like our goal was $40,000 last month and we like we hit it or we like, you know, did more than that. Doesn't fucking matter because the first day of the next month, you're back at zero. Mm-hmm. And like it all starts over again. And that pressure was just so much for me to like handle without any backup plan. Like now we have like no backup plan. It's like this or bust. But I think that was the best thing for like, so it four, 5 months, maybe like 5-6 months ago, I quit everything else. And this is like all I do now. And the amount that I have accomplished in my business in the last 5 months is more than I accomplished in 10 months before that, having other stuff going on. Because now it's like, either you're going to sink or fucking swim. So now I'm more motivated than ever to like make it work and to give it 100% and not let anything fall through the cracks and just like be the best business owner and coach and nutritionist that I can possibly be and give people the best experience because this is now my livelihood. Like this is what supports my family and this is what supports me. And it's like, you got to make it fucking happen. And luckily it is. So
I think what's cool too is the own schedule aspect of it.
Oh my God.
So like for me, for instance, I still have like 2 clients that I train every day. I'm like that one guy who just hangs on to them. And it's I don't even know why I do it. Honestly, I can't even put my finger on it. But I wake up for this one girl every morning at 6 a.m. and I train her at 6. And by the time I'm done training her, like for me to get into my groove to like where I could work out or even get some work done or like maybe I'm starving, like it's not an hour anymore. It's like I wasted like 2 or 3 hours that morning. You know, or maybe I like purposely went to bed earlier that night so that I can go to bed and get enough sleep to train her in the morning. And maybe I was in the middle of something that was like really like I was on fire.
That you could have kept going. Yeah. No, you know I totally mean? Get it.
So like I think that's hard for people. It's like, oh, when do I do this or when do I do that? And there's probably people listening to this right now who are like a fireman or a police officer and like their passion is just like not in
something
that anymore.
Else, yeah.
And it's something else. And they don't know, like, when to switch over.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just never know. I mean, I got to the point where I was, like, hating it. And, like, I just never – I never want to do something that I
hate.
Fucking hate.
Yeah.
Like, life is too short. And I'm so passionate about the industry that I'm in. I fucking love fitness and nutrition. Like,
yeah.
I live, eat, and breathe it, you know? So if I'm doing something in the industry that I know I love and I hate it, okay, this is the wrong – street. I need to like make a left turn here and get on a different street because this is not right, you know? So that's the point where I was like, okay, if I'm like dreading it, I got to get out. And I think you just have to believe that you're going to make it work. And the thing is, if you really want to make it work, you will. Like you can't be irresponsible and make irresponsible decisions, obviously, if you have a financial responsibilities or kids to support or whatever, but fucking just do what you love. Like life is too short. And like, you can make money literally doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can sell fucking tea bags and make $1 million.
Oh, the people are doing that.
I know.
I actually know a girl that works on Etsy. She works out at the gym. She buys shoes and just puts, like, Swarovski crystals on, like, the swoosh marks or the Adidas stripes and makes, like, six figures a year just buying shoes, putting crystals on them, and then reselling them on Etsy.
I rest my case.
For, like, three times the amount of money. And, like, people from Dubai will buy, like, 25 pairs.
Exactly.
And she's just like crushing.
Yeah.
Off
I mean,
of something like
that. The gifts that social media and the internet has given us, like sky is the fucking limit for anyone and everyone, whether you have, you know, a master's degree in kinesiology or you have a weekend certification, it doesn't like that's the best and like worst part of this industry or maybe even like countless other industries is that like the barrier to entry is so low.
Mm-hmm.
And like you don't really have to have a lot of you just have to have, you know,
even if
whatever.
You fail,
yeah,
it's like it's not a huge like I remember my online stuff, I remember someone was like, well, what if it doesn't do well or this or that, and I was like, well, I didn't really put that much money into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't like a big deal.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was doing a better job than everybody else out there.
Totally.
And with very little marketing, I'm like one of the biggest probably in the CrossFit space, I probably sell more programs than almost anybody on the planet right now.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
Which is insane. And it's just off of literally like referrals of people on Instagram. I don't even really do any marketing.
It's so powerful.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just blow your mind?
It's insane. And it's completely changed my life.
Yeah.
Like now I get to do other fun stuff like this
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And travel around and bring my dad to Europe.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I think like, I love to motivate people to just like start living the life that you want to fucking live. You know, like it's all about thriving because I'm just such a believer that your happiness like is it directly affects your health in so many ways, like your stress levels and like where you live and what you do in your free time. And it's like the overall lifestyle you live, it just so has such a big effect on your health. So I feel like before when I was like trying to make everything work and I was trying to make everyone happy and I was all this financial pressure, like my husband wasn't, you know, providing and he was still in getting his MBA. I just felt like my health was crumbling, although I was still working out. I was still sleeping. I was still eating right. Like I could just tell my nervous system was like so fucking overworked. I was so stressed. My adrenals were fatigued. It was like all from stress. I swear to God, it was all from stress. And I mean, I even got like blood work pulled and it all
everything
showed.
Everything in life is stress related.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, the second I just started like letting shit go that I just didn't want to fucking do anymore. Like, I'm just like, I'm just going to like, you know, work my ass off and like try to make this work and do what I'm passionate about and just work with the people. And my big thing was like, I was catering to such a niche, which is pregnancy and post-pregnancy and moms. And I just kept thinking like, there's just not enough of them. I just need to like offer something to like the masses to try to like make it. And really that was so wrong. Like I feel like why it's worked so well is because I'm the niche. Like I am the pregnancy girl. Like if you know someone that's pregnant or you know someone had a C-section or you know someone that's bouncing back from pregnancy, I'm the girl. I'm the trainer. I'm the nutritionist. Like I have studied it in and out. Like I do all the research. I read all the books. Like I have all the certifications. I master's degree in kinesiology.
It's like
nutrition.
A doctor. Like when you have to get a knee, like when I had to get a knee surgery,
you're going to go to a specific doctor.
I didn't
doctor.
Care where that guy was. That's where
you're
I was going
there.
Right?
Yeah.
So like now with social media,
have the ability to do it.
If you want to have the pre- and postnatal girl, I'm sure you'll come up immediately for these people.
Yeah.
So that is really, really cool. And it's amazing that is like an option nowadays.
Yeah. It's like about honing in on like what you're good at, whether it's like CrossFit or it's like selling fucking hats or it's like gourmet tea. I don't know, whatever it is. But I feel like it's picking that one thing and doing it so fucking good that no one can hold a candle to you.
I went to a fitness business summit in San Diego last year, and it was like all like some of the most successful people in the world were there talking about their businesses, clothing brands. The guy that owns Andy Frisella, who owns First Form, you know who I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. He was there. He spoke. The guy that owns Live Fit, Randall.
Yes.
He was there. He was talking. They were talking about how they built their brands and, like, all these things. Andy Frisella has a really cool story with his and, like, the way that he keeps people on board. He literally has an entire department of people who literally just write thank you letters by hand to every single person who buys his products.
I fucking love that.
It's insane. Like, he builds such a create, like, a... Such an amazing
like a personal
loyalty.
Touch. That's awesome.
It's out of control. But anyway, the one of the big things that I wrote down in my notes was that the more niche that you were, the more likely you were to succeed.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
So like before I went there, I never thought that. And then I
Me
left
either.
There and I was like, oh my God, he's right.
Yeah.
Because when you're looking for something so specific, and you were saying how many pregnant people are there in America? 125,000?
Million.
125 million, sorry, yes.
I think 125 million babies are born every year.
In just America? Or was that worldwide?
I
remember you telling me like something
think,
like that.
You know what? I had to look it up. I know there's over 120 million. I'm a C-section mom, and I focus on C-section recovery because there's no fucking standard of care for post-C-section. Like, you tear your ACL, and you go to a special doctor, you get a surgery, and you have, like, a total rehab program for, what, like, 12 weeks or 16 weeks or something? You have a C-section, they fucking literally cut you open, sew you back together, they give you some Advil and send you home with a fucking 9-pound baby 3 days later. It's like, hello? Like, can I get a little attention down here? I can't even sneeze without fucking crying. Like, hello? So there's like fucking no standard of care for the C-section mom. So I had two of them and I was like, this is bullshit. So I went and I literally knocked down fucking doors of like physical therapist that specialized in women's health and massage therapists and lymphatic drainage people and like everyone and anyone. And I did a ton of research and I wrote like a full guide to recovering from C-sections that just came out actually a couple months ago. It's like 30,000 words and like 120 pages or something. I mean, it goes so into depth. And the thing is I was just scratching the surface. I could have gone like way more in depth, but I forget I'm like going off on a tangent here. What was my point? I forget.
Getting into the C-sections.
Yes. I forget.
There was no there was no research on it and you wanted to reach on that.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, going back to the whole niche thing, it's like I was so scared to do the niche and like I did it just because I'm so passionate about this. Like, this is, you know how sometimes you feel like you're just like born to do something? That's how I feel about like pregnancy and post-pregnancy and like supporting moms and like kids and all that stuff. So I was like, I'm just going to do it. And if I don't make a lot of money doing it, whatever, at least I'm doing what I love, you know, and, like that's what's going to make me happy. And little did I know, like no one's doing this in the way that it needs to be done.
I feel like most people, it's a lot of the big Instagram models, they become pregnant.
And then they disappear.
And they market it the whole time they're pregnant. And then like a couple months after until they get back into shape and then they're back to the same person they were before they were pregnant.
Yeah. And it's like
not talking about the baby anymore. Yeah. Sometimes you don't even see the baby anymore. It's like completely gone.
And they don't talk about like any of the real world stuff that happens. Yeah. Like, you know, you see these girls like, oh, I had a C-section. I'm just getting back into work, starting to walk. Da, 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 da. Like, okay. There's like a million other things that are going into having a C-section, like birth trauma, like physical pain, like all the things that get fucked up in your core, like your lymphatic system gets totally fucked. You have to go get work done. Tissue work is a must all the way down to the organ layer. There's just like so much that goes into it that no one talks about. And I was like, I'm just going to start talking about it. If people are offended by it, then fuck it. Like, I don't care. Like, at this point, I have nothing to lose.
It's actually like, almost better to offend people.
I know. Well, I found. Yeah. Well, you know, so I trained with Ryan when I was pregnant with my second. So, I mean, he had me doing, I mean, you name it. I was fucking doing it. I was climbing the ropes to the fucking ceiling and like, you know, lifting heavy. Of course, I was being smart about it. I wasn't being irresponsible. Like, I know my body. And obviously,
I remember you were videoing all of it and you get like sometimes negative.
Oh, my God. I would get so much. Yeah. You're killing your baby. Like, you're such a terrible mother. How selfish are you? Like, you're ruining your pelvic floor. It's just like so much hate. And really, it's all like, and I want to, you know, you want to like fight with these fuckers that like write on your shit. And then you realize it's just not worth it. So you just don't do it. But they're just all so uneducated. I mean, really what it comes down to is,
oh my God, I have people come in the gym all the time who are like, it's like their first time in the gym. And they're like, they want information. And they're like, oh my God, is that girl going to be okay? Like, she's pregnant. And I'm like, where have you been?
Yeah.
Like, do you still think McDonald's is healthy? Like, a chicken sandwich from McDonald's is healthy? Because, like, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Like, there's
exactly.
a lot of things that.
It's like 2018.
I try to tell my mom to eat meat and vegetables all the time. And she's like, so I can eat sushi? And I'm like, Mom, there's rice on that. You know what I mean? Like, the education system is
so
totally
yeah, it's
bad.
Gone. Yeah. And people just, and that's why I made that. I mean, I made that like big pregnancy video that I shot at Chalk, which is so dope, by the way.
Yeah,
I still like have that going online, and it has like so many views. It's just awesome. Like, it's such a good video.
I should repost that.
Yeah, it's really dope. And it's just kind of like just getting the mess. I mean, the thing is, the research has been there showing that like it's safe to train during pregnancy. The research has been there since like 1985. And that was the year I was born.
So I really want to get into this section now.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's talk about, like, what you think, you know, someone should be doing once they're pregnant. Like, how long should they be working out, like, up until? What is the intensity that they should be working out for each, like, trimester, potentially?
Right.
And then, like, all of that stuff. So I know that most of you guys out there, you guys are male, but your wife is going to be pregnant at some point. You're going to want to know this stuff.
Or your sister-in-law.
And you're going to want to sound cool and tell them what to do. So
yeah, send them my way. I'm the girl for that. Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest wave that's coming is that, like, women need to train for pregnancy. Like, it should no longer be looked at as, like, oh, I'm going to start, like, being active like once I'm pregnant, or, you know, I shouldn't work out at all. I mean, everyone across the board, OBGYNs, it's ACOG guidelines now that you need to work out most days of the week when you're pregnant. Now, to what intensity, you know, they don't really go into depth on that. Mostly, I don't even know why they don't, because they should. But so like the biggest takeaway, I think, is you need to train for pregnancy. And I think you need to do like some sort of an elimination diet, get fucking gluten and dairy out of your system, reduce the inflammation. That's going to help you get pregnant right off the bat. So once you do that, and then you're going to help, you know, iron out any deficiencies you're having. So it literally will help you conceive. And then
This
is before you're even pregnant.
Okay.
This is like, you're thinking, okay, you're engaged, you're getting married. You're thinking like, all right, about like 6 months after we get married, we're going to maybe like pull the goalie or whatever you call
yeah.
it. And we're just going to see what happens. Well, if you're starting to think like that, whether, you know, male, female, you know, you guys together are getting pregnant, right?
I always want to pull the goalie.
Yeah. That's my husband.
First date, let's go.
Yeah. He's just like, I'm like, okay, you got to like pull out, you know? And my husband's like, nah, can't do it. I'm like, yes, you have to. I have two kids and I've had sex unprotected 2 times, okay? There is no way you can just chance this and see what happens, okay? Because there's a pretty good chance in 4 weeks I'm peeing on a stick and it's turning positive. So that's a problem.
I'm thinking about so many things in my life right now. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
training for pregnancy is super important. Building
okay,
the
so
fitness
we're not pregnant
foundation.
Yet.
No.
It's time though. Like, we're thinking about it.
Yeah.
And taking gluten out of my diet is going to help me significantly.
Yeah. Well, gluten and dairy are big inflammatory foods. So if you reduce inflammation in your body, you're going to be healthier. And research shows that it helps with conception. So that's like a big, you know, a lot of people have trouble conceiving.
A ton.
It's like
actually,
1 in 3.
I didn't know that. So like
yeah.
owning the gym now, I mean, I see couples all day long.
Yeah.
And one of my best friends in the gym, his name is Sean. He actually cuts my hair. Him and his wife were having problems for like 2 years.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
So,
and it's very expensive to go through
super
IVF
expensive.
And left, unless you live in a state that insurance covers it, but California does not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think there's some things, like, I have a program called the 30-Day Slim Down, and it's, you know, friendly for breastfeeding moms. It's friendly for men. It has men's portion sizes and for like all women, of course. And I have had so many women, like, every month, not even kidding, every month I have women that write me and said, I did not think I could get pregnant on my own, and I did your Slim Down and I'm pregnant. And like, I don't want to, I mean, of course, I'm not going to make a claim like, oh,
yeah.
the Slim Down is going to get you pregnant. But what the Slim Down does do is reduce inflammation, iron out deficiencies you have, and get you in the right macro balance. And like that is shown through research, like, that will help you provide a good environment for baby to thrive. So your chance of conception to, you know, potentially are higher.
Mm-hmm.
And then aside from the nutrition part of it is like, you need to build your fitness foundation. Like, having, you know, a core that functions properly before you go into pregnancy is like So important. And having a conditioned cardiovascular system is also important because first trimester, your heart rate goes really high because your blood volume gets, you have so much extra blood now that you're pumping through your body that, you know, you can walk, you know, you run up the same set of stairs that you always run up and you're going to be way more out of breath and your heart rate's going to be higher just because you have so much extra blood that your body's like accommodating now. So that's typical for the first trimester. So before you even get into the first trimester, you should really be, in a perfect world, I think you should be doing some sort of progressive overload or CrossFit types like strength training twice a week, and then also be doing some sort of circuit training, high intensity interval training twice a week. Okay. That's, I think, a perfect program. And, you know, for doing it 6 to 12 months before you conceive, I think is like a really good.
So what's the difference between someone who's not doing that? Are they just having a harder time getting the baby out of them? And like, obviously
so someone that goes into pregnancy deconditioned, now you can't ramp things up. You can't continue to train the same level because you're deconditioned. So
and now you're getting even more out of shape now.
Now you're going to get more out of shape.
So this is the girl that comes in the gym and tells me, I just had a baby, and I say, when? And she says, well, like 2 years ago. And she's trying to lose her baby weight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, and that's the thing. Is like a research study just came out like 2 weeks ago saying that like you actually can diet and restrict calories during pregnancy. It's fine. As long as you're getting enough, right? You have to work with someone like me or someone like your, you know, an OB that maybe knows about nutrition to find the right balance for you. But, you know, long are the days of eating for two or like enjoy your cravings. Like, no, like you need to eat a real whole foods diet with, you know, you need carbs, of course, but like good carbs, healthy fats, lean proteins, vegetables. And like, sure, have some balance, have a treat once in a while, but like you shouldn't be having sugar every day, dessert every day. You should eat just like any other day, but you just maybe need more volume, right? Mm-hmm. To support baby. I probably eat cleaner when I'm pregnant, when I'm not pregnant, to be honest with you, because I'm so conscious of what I'm putting in my body. Like, am I adding any extra toxins or bullshit to the baby? Because everything that you eat goes right into the baby. It's like the placenta.
So I hear people get stressed out a lot about like drinking coffee and eating like sushi and stuff like that when they're pregnant. What do you think of that?
Dumb. I mean, coffee. Yeah. I think whether you're pregnant or not pregnant, you should stay under 200 milligrams of caffeine a day just to promote healthy hormones, good sleep cycles, adrenal function. And all those things directly affect, like, the amount of weight you're losing or gaining or whatever. So it does affect your results, and it affects, you know, how well, I guess, you know, how attentive you are and, you know, all that stuff. But the fish thing, I think, you know, people want to make a big deal about something that's not really a big deal. Like, I would like to say I think that you shouldn't be eating fast food with fucking plastic in the meat. I don't think that's good for baby, but I ate good quality, high quality raw fish like every single week of my pregnancy.
Okay.
Mercury, you want to watch. You want to watch fishes that are higher in mercury, but if you're having a really nice, you know, it's like wild caught, you know, it's good quality, you know, like I would go like Whole Foods and Fashion Island. Like I would eat their sushi because I know it's made fresh every single day. I can ask the person behind the counter where it's coming from and how long, you know, it's been there. Is it fresh in this morning? Whatever. I think people make a big deal about that. Like, I think they need to make less of a deal about stuff like that and a bigger deal about the sugar and the diet soda and like the bullshit that they're drinking, because
it is
that
crazy.
Affects
the sweet
baby.
Tooth that people think is just like,
it's wild,
going crazy. Yeah. It's insane. I hear so many people like, oh, it's fine because I'm pregnant or whatever. And it's like, I don't remember like us starting in like the evolution of time, like just sitting there crushing chocolate bars when we had kids.
Yeah. And same goes for activity. It's like people think you're pregnant, like, oh, you shouldn't lift that. Oh, you should just relax. Like, hello. Like, how do you think we all got here?
Yeah,
like, we used to have to like walk around and lug things and drag, you know, crops and whatever, like back into the house. Like, we were very active. Like,
It seems like a very simple equation to solve. But
yes.
Everyone is.
It's wild.
They're so quick to want the easy way out or the easy answer or all those things. It's like the magic pill.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone thinks they're going to take the pill and they're going to be ripped in 7 days or whatever
it is. I know. And women are just so fearful. You know, they're like, oh my God, I have a baby inside of me. Now I have to protect it. I have to sit down or whatever. But you're actually, it's more dangerous to not work out during pregnancy than to work out during pregnancy. And that's just not my opinion, but that's what research has showed us. And that's what, you know, the kind of the ACOG and all that are getting behind it. It's like, it is more dangerous for baby for you to sit down and do nothing than if you were to go work out moderate to high intensity workouts. And I mean, that's what I did with both my pregnancies, and my kids were almost 9 pounds, like thriving. They talk early, they walk early, they crawl early, they hit all their milestones. Like, I've never had a health issue with them. I mean, knock on wood, you know, you can't say that, okay, well, I worked out in my pregnancies, yeah, now my kids are perfect and they're going to be perfect forever.
But you're increasing your odds.
But you are. And like, everything that the research shows, I've seen come to fruition with my own clients and my own kids. And I just think that we just need to help take the fear out of it. And the more we talk about it, and the more, you know, I'm so bold about it. Like, I like plaster it everywhere. I'm like, look, I'm doing back squats with 155 pounds and I'm 9 months pregnant. Like, but I do that to shake it into people, right? Mm-hmm. I don't expect people to do what I'm doing, or that it's even safe for their body to do, depending on like where their strengths and weaknesses are,
and are
whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, you should feel comfortable working out and feeling like it's a workout during pregnancy, because that is helping baby thrive. And there's so much research that supports it now, that, I mean, supports baby long-term. Like, the stuff you're doing during pregnancy affects baby's metabolism and heart health into adulthood. I mean, ooh, think about that. Like, that is like powerful stuff that you're missing out on because you're scared to not work out because of what society has told you over the last 10 years or whatever, that you think, oh, I can't lift heavy weights, or I can't run, or I can't get my heart rate above 140 beats per minute, which is so outdated. Like, that's just so outdated. I would love, if my goal in my career is to get women working out harder during pregnancy and getting them working out smarter directly post-pregnancy. Because what I find is that they don't work out at all during pregnancy, or they work out very little, very low intensity, very lightweight. And then as soon as the baby's out, they're like, ready to go back to CrossFit. I'm ready to go back to Barry's boot camp. And you're like, you are not ready,
yeah,
to go. You know, you have to like really build that foundation. Or, I mean, you can go back, but you need to be very strategic and smart about like what you're, I mean, remember my first session back with you after I had a baby?
Uh-huh.
We literally, it was like all upper body. It was like very slow and controlled.
Bodybuilding style.
Yeah, it was like totally bodybuilding style. And for me, it was like way lighter weights than I would typically do at my normal levels, you know. And you just have to be really smart post-pregnancy. So I think that's like my main goal, is like get women more educated about what to do directly post-pregnancy and get them working out harder during pregnancy so that they get the benefits.
Let's hit a couple of those. So we just hit a lot of things pre-pregnancy and during. Obviously, we cracked some myths there.
Yeah.
So post-pregnancy, what are we looking at?
So post-pregnancy, you know, you have to – so at in their third trimester, 100% of women have diastasis, which is basically ab separation. It's where, you know, your rectus separates, linea alba usually gets kind of thin.
I've actually seen that before in women. It's like visible sometimes.
You can see it. Yeah, totally. If it's bad, you can see it. The thing, it's normal. You know, women shouldn't be scared of it, right? Because we all have it in the third trimester. Some of us heal by 8 weeks, 12 weeks postpartum, but many of us don't heal. And without deliberate steps, like strategically focusing on rebuilding the core unit, you won't heal on your own. So now you have ab separation, which is going to cause other issues. Well, one, you're not going to look the way you're going to want to look. You're going to have that like baby pouch, and you know, you can have lower back pain and organ dysfunction, digestive issues, like all kinds of other things that come with having ab separation. But if you continue to have babies back to back to back over like 6-10 years, and you're never healing your core, it's getting worse and worse and worse, to the point where like you might not only be able to fix it with surgery, but even if you fix it with surgery, you're still not fixing the dysfunction of the core. So if you have ab separation, there's dysfunction of the core. So you shouldn't be going and like lifting heavy if you can't handle the load and the movement because your core is not functioning properly. So I have a full 8-week post-pregnancy program where we go through and we start with the breath, which sounds so annoying and no one wants to hear it. And like, trust me, you know, I like to work out like hard and go like ham.
Yeah, but your whole diaphragm is,
but you
like,
got to take a step back, because your diaphragm, like everyone's diaphragm gets out of sync because mm-hmm. the baby pushes it up. So now you can't do a full like inhale of your diaphragm. You can't push it down. So now the pelvic floor gets out of sync with the rest of the core unit. And you just have to, it takes, you know, it doesn't take that long. You have to focus on it for 4 to 8 weeks and like really get the breathing down and stuff again. And then you can ease back into anything and everything that you want to do. But the problem is women go back full force and they end up with prolapse and all kinds of other issues that really fuck them. And then once you have like prolapse, literally your insides are falling out. Now you're in trouble. Now we have there's a lot more work to be done. And
so this happens a lot when people work out too much too soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're just not ready.
So what does too much too soon look like? So there's probably people out there right now, they're seeing someone who just got done being pregnant and they're excited to be back in the gym.
Yeah.
And they're not sure, like what they're looking at is if it's too much. So what should they be looking for?
Yeah. So, I mean, it varies for every person, right? So when I go back, you know, obviously I'm doing stuff that maybe someone else can't do. So you have to just look for signs of intolerance. Like that's the thing.
Can you feel it though? Like for you, like if you're doing something that you know you shouldn't be doing, can you
tell? I can tell. Yeah. Like I didn't really have ab separation very much. I had a little bit of coning, which is essentially you should probably consider that diastasis at the top. So I had to be careful with pull-ups and planks were my things, and like leg lifts. So I had to really kind of take those out of my programming and really ease back into it and build up the strength for us to be able to handle it. So you're really looking for signs of intolerance, and those signs of intolerance are, is your lower back hurting during or directly after your workout? Are you seeing coning or bulging in the abdomen? Are you having pain in your groin or pelvic floor? Do you feel like something's falling out? All that kind of stuff are signs of intolerance. And you just have to know what to look for. And it's really, you just got to invest in working with someone that knows what the fuck they're talking about for a little while, because you don't want to jump back into running sprints at Orange Theory and then next thing you know, like, you're having major pelvic floor issues. You know, if you're leaking or you have the urge to pee all the time, that's a good sign that you can't handle it either. So you need to just modify, either slow it down, lower the weight, shorten the range of motion, and then gradually build up over the course of, you know, 8, 12, 16 weeks, whatever it takes.
Interesting stuff right there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people right now that are probably getting mind blown, which
is good.
They're
probably like, what the fuck's going on?
All right, so now they're on their way back, and then – typically, how long are you looking at until you're, like, usually back to normal?
Full force.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people, it's short. Some people, it's, like, 12, 16 weeks. And then some people, the linea alba, which is, like, that connective tissue that kind of brings your six-pack abs together, that gets really beat up during pregnancy and basically everyone. And that can take up to 18 months to fully heal. So supporting yourself with good nutrition post-pregnancy is really important, because that helps build the connective tissue back up. And then doing the right, obviously, core moves and getting back into it, in, you know, intelligently is important. But really, it just varies. It just really varies person to person, to be honest. Hmm. Which kind of like...
So this is mainly your bread and butter of what you sell on a daily basis.
Yeah. My 30-day slim down is my hero product, and that's men, women. It's such a fucking great program. It's like so awesome. I run groups every single month. Like I had 1,000 people last month going through the slim down, and I coach them in a private community, and every meal and snack is laid out for the whole month. And people just get like really lean, really quick. And I do a lot of nutrition education throughout that month. So that's like definitely my hero product. And then everything else I do is pregnancy and post-pregnancy related. So C-section recovery, birth recovery, pregnancy fitness, pregnancy nutrition, all that stuff.
All right. And then this is now your main gig. No more coaching anymore.
Nope.
And you're starting to work remotely now.
I'm in Newport right now, and I actually live in Texas. And
we're sitting at a coffee shop in Newport in a great space. I wish you guys were here with us right now.
I know,
actually,
it's beautiful.
It's actually so hot, and the sun is coming out, and it really is a great place.
I just want to move back here so bad.
It's amazing.
It's really amazing.
Right now, I'm like, okay, I love it. You know,
I love it.
It is really, really cool down
here.
It
doesn't get better than this. You pay a sunshine tax. You got to do that. But as long as you can handle that sunshine tax, there's really no other place to go.
I like that we started with your story a little bit in the beginning. We talked about how you and I knew each other, which is great, because I love knowing the people that are on my show. And for those of you who listen to my shows, you know that I don't like to just give you guys shows. I like to give you guys stuff that I really, really am into, and people that I'm really into, and things that I really believe in. And sometimes I don't even have sponsors on this show because they're not somebody I really want on the show. So everything you guys get from me is, you know, of utmost importance to me. So Nancy's story, beyond just what she does, is really, really cool too. So she went from being a client of mine, and we were in the gym talking about business stuff, that has blossomed for both of us and turned into an amazing thing. But what's really, really cool about it is now we can sit at a coffee table right now in the middle of Newport Beach, and actually, if we wanted to stop this podcast right now and start working, we could.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing thing to be able to work remotely. And I think it's the American dream.
Totally.
And I think it's the world dream. I think you could be anywhere in the world and be like, I want to live in America. I want to live in California, and I want to work on my own. And it's like, it's just the coolest thing in the world. And it really is. And I remember just being a kid and watching California on TV, and I was like, oh my God. Like, did you grow up in California?
No. East
so
like, Coast.
And you, yeah, same. So I was from New Jersey.
Dreamt about it.
I was just like, oh my God. So we're both kind of doing it now. And for you, what were some of the steps that you took that got you to where you're at right now? I know we talked about, you know, converting over from being a trainer into that space, and then now specializing in this space.
Yeah.
But what were like the big steps that you took for those of us right now who are probably like, we're kind of in that limbo stage right now. And then all of a sudden you just kind of skyrocketed. Like I remember you started talking about, you reached out to some people to help you delegate some stuff. you hired, you know, X and Y, and it helped increase sales by 5-6x or whatever it was.
Yeah. So like last year, I've been in the online space for like 2.5 years now. And last year I was just looking back at like my, this month last year, and I did pretty well at the time. But it was really just me. Like, I didn't really have any overhead. Like, I think I had one like part-time assistant kind of that she would like do a little bit.
You remember
Kira?
Her, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
She would do like stuff for me like here and there. But it wasn't like anything full-time or anything that was expensive. It was like I probably had like a 90% like profit margin, which is just like, you don't really get that. But then, you know, I get to this point where just like stuff starts falling through the cracks because you can't handle it all on your own. So I think
mine's
should
like 100%
have
profit margin because I do everything.
Yeah.
And I know that I need to start delegating stuff off. So I'm actually interested to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. I think like the second that you can justify paying an assistant $15 an hour to take shit off your plate that you do not need to do, you should 110% do it. Like, I should have done it earlier. I was just so like overwhelmed by thinking, oh my God, I have to come up with $300 or $600 a week to like pay this girl, and this is going to be her only job, and like I have to have work for her, and I could barely keep my own head above the water, like let alone like be managing someone else. But the second that I did that, which I hired an assistant, her name's Nancy, which is so weird. It's my same name. And like, I never meet anyone named Nancy that's not like 70, you know? So it was like crazy. She's like 23. Her name's Nancy. And I was just like, I just started dumping stuff on her plate. Like, you handle all the emails. You handle all of like the video editing, for example. Like, I shouldn't be doing video editing. Like, I need to be creating like content and coaching my people online and developing new programs and like all the stuff that's going to move the business forward. So what I did, I committed to hiring her part-time, which was like 20 hours a week. And it just like started ramping up. And I realized that as soon as I started outsourcing stuff that I wasn't good at, it freed up so much of my time to do things that I was good at, like the operation side of it, and to like really give the client a better experience, a more personal touch. And then like all of a sudden, you know, then you get your creativity back because you're not bogged down with all this like office work, which is like answering the emails, helping someone download their digital file that they couldn't get to open, and like dealing with all the back end stuff. Then I was like, okay, like I could start doing research and continuing my education. That's the thing, is like you totally will have a standstill if you don't continue to educate yourself. Like, you have to be always learning and looking at the new studies. And
it's so easy to forget information.
So easy.
Like I
and new stuff's come out all the time.
Yeah, new stuff comes out, and like all the stuff that I learned, like it changes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just changing. And I just forget stuff that is so important.
So
like
important.
It's so important, and I still forget it.
Yeah.
And because it's, you know, you're focused on certain things for a while.
Yeah, so I think that was, and then my husband really pushed me to do that. He's like, you've got to free up more of your time. Like, why the fuck are you spending like X amount of hours like on this? Like, you don't need to be doing that. Like, that's not giving the client like a better experience, because it's something that my assistant probably actually does better than me, to be honest with you. Like, she's just, you know, she knows technology better than me. She's faster at it than me. Like, and I could just delegate her that stuff. And then I can really focus on making my programs as up to date as possible, with the best research, with like, it's organized the right way, with the best coaching. And I can really focus on things that are providing more value to our customers and also growing the business. So, I mean, it's scary at first, but you just kind of have to like pull the trigger. And then it almost just motivates you to do even better, because now you have like someone else relying on you, right? So I hired Nancy first, and then I hired a community coach, Julia, who's just fucking awesome. She just helps me keep everything straight in the community. She'll like schedule my posts for me and stuff, because we have content posts that go up every single day, check-ins, form checks, like all kinds of stuff that go on in my private communities when people are going through my programs. So she just took so much of that off my plate, and just allowed me to like breathe, one, which like you can't, you even if you love it, if you just bog yourself down with so much bullshit, you'll stop enjoying it, because you're so weeded with stuff that you don't really want to do. Like, I don't really want to deal with MailChimp and like manage my email lists and, you know, deal with the Shopify stuff on the back end. Like, I don't really want to be doing that, but like, I know that needs to get done for the business to function and people have good experiences and stuff. So my biggest tip is like, outsource as soon as possible. If you're not good at it, outsource it. And like, if you take home less because of that, and that's another thing is like so important, is like
quality of life.
People, yeah, quality of life. And people think like, oh my God, Nancy, like she must be fucking killing it. She's got 1,500 people she's coaching this month, and she charges X amount for her plans, like 1,500 times X, like holy shit. But we cover our expenses and just dump everything back into the business. And like, you got to be willing to do that. Like, if you really want a business that's like going to go places, you have to be willing to invest in it. And that's like all we're doing right now is just like dumping back in, dump, 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 dump to make it better, to make it stronger, to make it bigger, more advertising, better products. Like,
I still haven't made a dollar from my gym yet in 4.5 years.
Because you just dump it back in.
Keep putting it back in. I mean, I have my other things that I've broken off and done, but like the actual gym itself, I still believe putting the money in is going to be something that's going to be worthwhile to me.
Well, and you know, that's the best fucking CrossFit box I've seen anywhere. And I've traveled to Europe, fucking Mexico, everywhere. There's no CrossFit box touches Chalk. Like, I was so fucking pissed when I moved to Texas, and there's these shitty CrossFit boxes. And I'm like, you can't work out at Chalk for 2 years and then go to another CrossFit. You're just like, I don't even want to do CrossFit anymore. I'm just done.
When I travel, everyone always asks me, like, I watch your stories. You never travel to CrossFit gyms. I'm like, I'm too scared. I was in Europe recently with my dad, and I went to CrossFit Louvre in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if you guys are listening to this, but
not good.
I dropped in and I really wanted to use some weights I hadn't lifted in like 3 days from travel and just like seeing sights and stuff. And I was finally like, I had a little bit of downtime and I was like, hey dad, I really wanted to like work out real quick. I'm gonna go here. It's just like right down the road. We're gonna go. And the workout was 50 muscle ups for time. And that was it.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, cool. Like, that's fun and all. But, like, can I stay after and, like, do some weights and stuff on the side? Like, I own my own gym, whatever.
They said no.
And they said no. What and they were the like, fuck? No. And I was like, dude, like, honestly, like, I know what I'm doing. Like, it's fine. Like, just, like, even let me use some dumbbells on the side. Anything. And they were like, no. And I was like, well, give my money back. And because I'd already paid. And I literally left. And I went to a gym called Elysium. It was like a block away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 50 euros for a drop-in.
What the fuck?
Which was like 65, 70 bucks. And I was like, you know what? I don't even care. And
you
I did it.
It.
And I did it. And I got a workout in, just like a Globo gym workout. And I loved my workout. But most of the time I go to a gym and it's like the warm-up is too long. And then like the workout is too short or like
too
whatever.
Easy.
It's too easy.
Or it's like straight off the CrossFit website. It's like, I can't. Like, yeah. I'm not a CrossFitter like you. Like,
well, CrossFit's evolved now. Like, there's very few people that want to just do, like, that very, very simple thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even have the ability to go hard enough to make that worth it for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why I love your programming so much, because it's really, like, the best combination between, like, you know, that typical strength training, like, progressive overload, and CrossFit. It, like, marries it together, like, perfectly. So it's, like, someone like me that's, like, not that great at Olympic lifting, I'm not going to be, like, fucking killing myself or, like, not being able to do half the workout every single time I go there, because you do like a lot of other stuff,
yeah,
right, that like just makes it fun and different and also like super effective for people that maybe can't nail a snatch every single time, you know, or whatever.
Like today, for instance, there was a bunch of stuff before you got to the snatch.
Yeah.
So you had a great workout.
And it was fine because it was 3 reps of a snatch. And I'm like, I'm going to do 5 reps because I know that I can't go that heavy with keeping good form. So
which
I'm going to do 5 reps.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to do 5 reps and go a little bit lighter and just like really work on like nailing it. And it was perfect. It was a great workout. I loved it. Killed it.
That's what makes us both do really well in our space.
Yeah.
So now you started hiring these people now and your income literally went from...
Oh my gosh, it was crazy.
We're like 10X now?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably?
I think the goal of everybody is 10X. This year, compared to last year, we'll probably do eight times.
Eight times.
Yeah.
So for those of you listening right now, delegation and a little bit of trust and some people named Nancy, debatably.
Do it, yeah.
Get you to the 8X.
Yeah,
I know like a lot of the big podcasters out there and the business ones, especially if you listen to like Tim Ferriss, 4-Hour Work Week, different things like that, people who are trying to build massive businesses, they're always looking for the 10X, the way to do the 10X. Gary Vee talks about 10X as well. So now you started doing that. You're starting to work remotely now. You live in Texas because you wanted, I remember you're like, I'm going to get this house. It's going to be super nice.
Yeah,
and
it's not a mansion.
Not nearly as expensive as in California. And now,
which is true.
Everything's 8X now, and you
I'm
miss
like,
California.
Fuck. You know, it's funny because we were listening to this podcast the other day, my husband and I, and it was saying, like, you never really figure out what you want until you, like, do trial and error and, like, make some mistakes. And I think, you know, I don't think the move to Texas was a mistake because the whole point of us moving to Texas, which my followers ask me all the time, I'm going to tell them this is exclusive right here because I get asked this question all the time and I've never answered it, is, like, why did you guys move to Texas? You seem so happy in California. Well, you're right. I was very happy in California. But I am so passionate about our business, and I want to grow this motherfucker to like change my space in the industry, which is moms and pregnancy and post-pregnancy. Like, I am so passionate. I think it's so overdue, and we need to change the game, and we need to change the standard of care. And I'm that passionate that I was like, told my husband, I'm like, we've got to move to somewhere that's way less expensive so we can build this thing the right way. You know, like, we could have grown really slowly and put a little money in here and there, but essentially when you're living in California and supporting a family of four, it's like, you need to make a lot of money to do that, especially when they're young and they're not in public schools.
I don't think people out there understand how much money it costs to live in California.
I mean, you need to be making at least 20 grand a month to support a family of four, and that's, like, minimum. I mean, that's, like, basics, and that's not even living in Newport. That's living in...
I would say you need to make $20,000 a month just to be...
You.
On, like, the low end of, like, a normal person in Newport Beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just, like, solo. Yeah. Not even with a family.
Yeah. No.
Like,
okay,
you want to buy a house and you want to, like, live not even, like, middle class, but, like, a little bit lower than middle class.
Yeah.
It's $250,000 a
year. It is, yeah. I mean, to be, like, semi-comfortable, I think if you have, like, a couple kids, you basically collectively, husband and wife, need to be bringing in.
Grand.
Yeah, yeah, at least.
Which
sounds
of you out there,
crazy. I know. It sounds insane.
It sounds insane. And
it does.
It actually, it is insane.
It is insane.
It is insane.
Yeah. Because, I mean, also our taxes suck in California.
So if you make $400,000, you're getting $200,000.
Yeah.
And you're...
Your house is $1 million.
At a minimum.
Yeah.
So for those of you out there, like, you live in a $300,000, $400,000 house in Iowa.
Yeah.
That same house... The same house is
literally
$2.5 million here,
oh,
probably.
Easy. Yeah. With no yard.
Maybe like
no
an $80,000 house in Iowa is $1 million house here.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, yeah, my house in Texas is $400,000 and it's 3,000 square feet and it has a backyard and it's really nice and it's great. But, you know, I realized that I don't really care that much about space. Well, okay, so we moved there to put money in the business, which we're doing, right? We're dumping money into the business, and the business is growing fast, and it's amazing. Like, the amount of money that we're putting back into the business, like, we're getting it out of the business. We're continuing to grow and reach our people, and it's amazing. And we have really big projects coming up in the next year or so. But, like, I told my husband, I'm like, dude, if we continue to grow and we achieve, like, the goals that we have set, like, can we please go back to California? Like, I will downsize. I will, like, make the boys share a room. We can buy a two-bedroom. I don't care. Like, let's buy a little two-bedroom on the beach. Because the thing, I'm one of those people that I'm so affected by weather and about around, like, the energy around me. And
once the sun comes out, your whole world is different.
So different.
It's so insane.
It's crazy. I don't know why. I mean, I feel like some people aren't affected like that, but I totally am that person.
No, there's a huge amount of research coming out just recently that talks about sun exposure and, like, how 20 minutes a day of sun exposure can literally
change your mood,
completely change your body chemistry.
Oh,
I mean,
I need to get those for my husband.
Oh, I'll get you the info.
I gotta,
it's insane.
Convince him.
And there's people who, have you heard the biohacking stuff right now?
Yeah.
So biohacking is, like,
huge.
It's huge right now.
It's everything.
And they're all talking about how sunlight, vitamin D, you know, walking around barefoot and getting, like, more in touch with the ground.
Yeah.
And just, like, there's a ton of things going
getting
around
grounded
right now.
For sure.
Yep.
I just, there's a full moon. I don't know if you know, but there's a full moon tonight and it was pretty full last night. And I did, like, a whole new moon. This is so fucking weird. Don't judge me. I did a whole new moon ritual. Basically, I just, like, read this script and, like, had this little dedication to set my intention for the new moon. Mm-hmm. Because I think it sounds nuts and, like, kooky, but getting grounded, it is so, I mean, the energy, I mean, this is, like, a whole different thing. It's probably weird. But, like,
no,
energy
sure.
is such a big thing, yeah. You know?
But
yeah.
We're talking
about,
you know, living where you want to live.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's important.
Earning that lifestyle, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so
my goal is
to eventually come back to California after we get the business to a place where we want to get, is to come back to California, downsize if we have to make it work, and just, like, live on the beach or live close to the beach. I'm such a beach person. Like, I need to be in the sand with the water. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, you know, now my husband and I both work for our own business. It's like, we can go anywhere, mm-hmm. which is almost like a blessing and a curse, right? Because now we have all these options. We're like, okay, well, we could go to Utah. We could go to Iowa. We can go to California. So it's kind of hard to, like, decide, but you know, Newport specifically has always just felt like home to me. Like, my whole life started here. It happened.
It's a nice,
I mean,
happy
everything
medium.
Everything is, like, oh, God, it's just, like, the best.
It's not, like, the young, crazy party town, but it's not the old, like, boring town. It's not, like, a big city that has annoying traffic, which most of California is.
But it's, like, close to a big city.
But we're, like, we're a very strange bubble of humans.
It is. It is.
And everyone's elbow that you bumped into is worth $1 million, which is insane.
I know. And like, do you think that's like a bad environment to raise kids in? Like, that's what I'm just trying to tripped up on.
Because
I'm like,
be.
Is it like, you know, I don't know. It's like, do we need to have like a backyard in the middle of the suburbia and like just be total normalcy to like raise normal kids? Or is it nurture? Is it nature? Is it like, what is it? I feel like I haven't figured it out yet. It's hard, right?
I think with owning the gym, it's a lot of 50-50. Like, you have great parents, but they get shitty friends. Or
right.
You have terrible parents, but they have great friends, and things just kind of work out.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm one of 8 kids in my family.
That's wild.
So all of us are very different. Very, very different. And mostly probably came down to friends, I think.
Yeah, same.
For me. So I think that's a huge, huge thing right there.
I think so, too.
So now that we're here in California, you're wishing you're back in California.
Yes.
You have the business of your dreams,
yes.
Obviously,
yeah.
I think.
I think so, too.
Everything's going smooth. Like, is there anything else that you really want to get into right now that's you haven't really started to get into yet?
Yeah, I have this app idea. Mm-hmm. I want to do it's called – I don't even know if I'm supposed to be talking
about
it.
Yeah, I don't know if you
– Should I talk about it? I don't
it's up to
know.
You.
Yeah, I have this app idea. It's just like such a good fucking idea.
Not say the name of it,
it's going
like,
to be
gonna
a
be
party. Like.
Like,
it's for people that hate to do their cardio, like their high intensity sprints and conditioning. Like, this is going to be for you. Like, think of everything is like choreographed to like awesome like EDM remixes, and I tell you exactly what to do. And my big thing is like.
So the workouts flow with the music.
Oh, yeah. It's all choreographed. And it's, like, going to be on a treadmill, or you can do it outside. It's going to be running. I'm going to start with running. That's, like, my jam.
Like Peloton.
Yeah, kind of like that. But, like, not nearly as PC. Like, they're very, like, PC with their music and with their instructors. And I'm like, no, like, fucking let's work.
Yeah.
Like, get off your fucking ass. Like, you know, push it and whatever. And I just that I'm like an enter trainer is what I like to say. It's
ooh,
like
I'm
a trainer, but like it's a performance, right? So like let's make it fucking fun. And like I'm gonna get in your face. I'm gonna push you beyond your I will not push you over the edge, but I will push you to the fucking edge. You know why? Because it's good for your mental and physical health. And I'm just like a big believer in that. And it's just I love coaching running. I just think it's so fun. And when you pair it with the right music and you have the right coaching with the right beats per minute, it's this magical nightclub experience. And if you've been in a lot of group training studios all over the country, you've probably experienced something similar. But, like, think of that on, like, fucking steroids is what it's going to be. And it's going to be super low cost. And you can just do it anywhere. You can stream it from anywhere. And I'm kind of figuring out some licensing thing with the music, which is everyone's roadblock. But I have this very specific loophole. And it's going to work. I'm going to put it out there in the universe. I'm going to make it work. It's just going to be super dope. So, like, follow along. And, like, if you're into running, if you're a runner, if you need to do your high intensity interval training, but you just, like, can't get yourself to do it on your own, I got you. Just give me probably 6 months, and I'll have it together.
That's pretty cool. So, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. I mean, I'm super, super stoked for it. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just so thankful to be around people like you. Like, people like Ryan, honestly, is one of the reasons why I wanted to come back and work from here for a couple weeks, because there is – my network here is just kind of really insane.
Yeah, I mean, and casual – crazy things happen.
Yeah.
I literally was like, oh, you want to do the podcast?
I'm like, yeah,
that
let's
just
do
happens
it.
To get like a million listeners a month. You're like, yeah. Oh, yes.
Sign me up. Where should we meet?
California is a crazy place.
It is a crazy place. And you never know who you're going to meet. And I just am so thankful to be around people like you. And I think that's the thing is like, you are, you know, what's that like saying? Is like, you are who, you know, your company is kind of thing.
Your 5 closest friends, I think, is who you're the average of your 5 closest friends.
Yeah. And just being around other like entrepreneurs that have big goals. And like, we're like the squeaky wheels, right? I mean, it's like not, we're cut from the same cloth, you know, like we want to make a difference and to reach people and to do things a little unconventionally. And if people don't like it, fuck them. You know, like, I don't give a fuck. Don't download my stuff then. Don't, like, follow me on Instagram. Like,
I know. Someone said something to me about cursing. Like, you kind of curse a lot. And I was like, well, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Don't listen if you don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, I want to be unapologetic and I want to be around other people that understand that that mentality almost. It's like, we should all be able to do like what we want to do and to have our own voice and sound, you know, say what we want to say and stand. I mean, it's all in the good of like helping people get motivated or inspired and achieve their goals, whether it's nutrition or fitness or business or whatever. Like, I just want to be around people like me, which is you and all these other people that I get to be around in California and stuff like that.
Once you do that and once you decide that that's what you want, I feel like that's when everything starts to flow.
Same. It's amazing.
Yeah. Like, I didn't win the CrossFit Games, but I'm like still the person that people think of first when it comes to like CrossFit and like programming and all that stuff. And it's because I literally thought that I was always the best person and I just put it out there. And I could have been like, oh man, I don't want everyone to like think that I'm like a douche or like, or I don't want everyone to think this or everyone to think that. But I was like, you know what? Just fuck them. Like, if they think that, they think that.
Yeah.
And they live where?
Yeah.
Or they made a comment on my page and said what? Like,
fuck them.
I don't care. You know what I mean? It's like that hater
mentality
is like, you really have to get rid of that. It's hard. It's hard to, someone says like, you know, who cares what people think? Like, that's so much easier said than done.
Oh, so much easier than done. But you do have to realize that, like,
once you do it, it's the biggest investment you'll make besides delegating.
Oh, yeah. Because you have to realize that anyone that's taking the time to try to bring you down, that is their own shit projecting on you. It has nothing to do with you. Because even if what you were doing, like, was dumb or didn't work, or, I mean, I would never take the time out of my busy day to try to tell someone they're doing something wrong. Like, do you? What people are going to figure it out, fine. I don't care, you know? But, I mean, and that's, like, a good point. It's like, okay, so you didn't win the games. Like, so fucking what? You know, you didn't, like, get first place. But, like, that makes you, like, that has nothing to do with the kind of trainer you are or the kind of business owner you are or, you know, how smart you are, how fit you are, or how, like, whatever. Like, I don't know anyone that could hold a candle to you in a fucking workout. I mean, Ryan and I sometimes would just work out. He would, like, do a little AMRAP with me in our training sessions. And he would go, like, tie his hands behind his back and, like, beat me. I'm like, what the fuck?
I remember you were like, I'll fuck you up in a workout. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Probably not going
to
happen.
And we did it just to see.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I think that's good, too, is, like, and it makes us relatable. Like, sure, I don't look like a model. I don't look like a fitness model. I look like the girl kind of next door that has red hair, you know, like, and
she still looks really good.
I mean, thank you. But, you know, it's just like, so what? You know, like, I don't have to be the best at everything to be the best person for my job.
Of course.
I think, like, that's the same with you. It's like, you don't have to be number one in the nation, whatever, to be, like, to own the CrossFit space and the programming space. I mean, that has nothing to do with the athletic level, in my opinion.
I had a seventh grade teacher, Mr. Thomas. I hope he's listening to this.
Mr. Thomas.
He was my track coach and my science teacher, and he told me the secret to doing well in life is wherever you want to work, when you get the interview, to tell that person that your biggest strength is communicating well with people. He's like, I promise you, you'll be able to get every job you want if you can make it to the interview and you say that's your biggest thing.
That is a strength. Quite
like,
a strength.
I learn things fast and I communicate well with people. Everybody likes me, and like, that's what I can guarantee.
That's essentially you, though. Like, that is you.
For sure. I'm the people's person,
yeah,
for sure.
1,000%.
Yeah. You guys follow my stories. I'm, like, the most, I don't know.
And, like, Ryan in real life is exactly, like, online. Like, he is the sweetest. I know it's, like, don't mean to sound like, you know, you're so, like, sweet and, like, teddy bearish. But you kind of are. I mean, you're just, like, you're just a good dude. And, like, that's why I come to your gym, and that's why, I mean, I would do anything to support Ryan just because he's actually like a good person. Because the thing is you see these guys.
It's good thing I have sunglasses on.
You see these guys or girls or whatever, these trainers come up in the fitness industry, and it's like they get a following, and all of a sudden they've got this fucking chip on their shoulder. Like, they're better than everyone. Now you don't have time to talk to anyone. It's like, that's just like not the way we should be behaving with each other in this industry. Like, Brett Contreras, for example, has like, you know, he's like the glute guy. I'm sure most people know who he is.
Mm-hmm. He's been on Barbell Shrugged.
Oh, he has. Uh-huh. Okay, cool. He's got like 400, you know, almost a 500,000 followers on Instagram. Has his own. I mean, he's just like killing it in the strength and conditioning industry, or strength and conditioning space. And we have talked, you know, here and there over the past couple of years. Just like, I kind of, you know, go to ask him some advice, and because we both do a lot in the online space, and I was gonna be in town or whatever, and I like, you know, text him and was like, hey, like, can I come down to San Diego and just like work out with you for a little bit and like pick your brain on some business stuff? And like, he was like, yeah, let me know like when you're going to be here, like I'll make time for you, you know? And like, that's the one, like, he's not going to get anything from mm-hmm. me, you know? Like, yeah, I can give him some advice about doing online business because I think we kind of have it dialed in the Shopify space and, like, how we're doing web development and stuff and the advertising. But, like, Brett is fucking way smarter than me when it comes to, like, kinesiology and everything.
He's gnarly.
So, you know, it just shows, like, he's such a good dude. Like, he's killing it. Everyone knows who he is. He speaks all around the world or whatever. And, like, here's, like, Nancy, this, you know, pregnancy fit trainer that he made time to just, like, let me pick his brain on a couple things and, like, see his gym and work out with him real quick. And he didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But, like, I will forever support Brett, no matter how big or small I am. Like, I will always support him because he goes out of a way to do stuff like that. And you're, like, the same way. And I just think – people like us in the industry, like, we need to set that tone. Like, as we continue to grow throughout our careers, like, we need to set that tone for each other because it's just dumb to compete with each other.
A way that people could know the real and the fakeness. I know some people could sniff it out. I think girls are better at it than guys are.
Yeah.
But it's really sad. Like, I've interviewed people before where, like, as I'm interviewing them, I'm like, man, this person actually sucks.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh. And I'm like, and then I just bring out the nice side of me where I'm like trying to like make it more fun.
Charming,
and like,
yeah.
And then it's over. I'm like, oh my God, that guy sucked.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, like you think they're going to be really cool and they're just really not. And it's like two separate lives. You know,
yes.
They have their social media life and then they have their other life. And
yeah.
It's very sad.
And I think, you know, I think people, one, are ready for like real and raw. Like the people are sick of, like, no offense, but like people are sick of the Kardashian effect. Like they want people that are real. And like I think we're getting to the point in social media and like all those like social spaces that like people are starting to see through that,
yeah.
You know, like
the
girl that never,
not cool anymore.
Yeah, like it's not. And like the girl that has a tiny waist and a big ass and like, but you never really see her like work for it. She just kind of like has it. And she mm-hmm. posts all these butt pictures. It's like, I think we're all sick of that. We're like, we're sick of that. We want to see like real people that really know what they're talking about. They have real clients. They have real experience. They have a real degree. You know, and I think that for a while there in the social media space, we didn't have that. But people like kind of us and Brett really like kind of like led the way. Like I'm research driven. Like I'm here for the science kind of thing. Like I just want to share what's the truth, which mm-hmm. is essentially kind of like my mindset as well. And I think people like that rawness. Like I love seeing on your stories that you fucking eat it and your hands are just fucking
I know,
beat up,
I'm sitting
blood
here
running down your arms. You're like, guys, I know I was just being really cool doing a story, like riding my motorized skateboard, but literally after I finished that story, I just ate it. And like, this is the outcome. Like, I fucking love that you do that kind of stuff because like, you should never be like too cool or too proud to be just honest, you know?
That's awesome.
You're awesome.
I love that. I love that you love that. That's cool.
I don't love the strawberries all over your body.
Oh my God, it's really bad. I'm going to be a scarred man for the rest of my life for sure. I have scars everywhere though. I live for scars. My mom lives to hear the stories of no scars.
Oh my God. I bet. Yeah.
Has my mom ever reached out to you?
No.
Okay. She reaches out to everybody eventually.
Really? I would love to hear from her. I just want advice on how to be a boy mom to a boy like you, because I think I have two of those. Fearless, diving off the back of the couch. Mm-hmm. I've only been to the emergency room once in 3 years. So I have that going.
Oh, I broke everything and
fuck.
Oh my God. Everything is just, it's just so bad. But
scary.
For the end of this episode, what I would like everybody to know is where to find you.
Yes.
Your big thing is your 30-day slim down, mm-hmm. but you also have other things available as well.
Yes.
And I think after hearing this episode, I think you guys know Nancy is super cool. We had some really good laughs just now, a lot of inappropriate stuff. I think it's worth you guys checking her out. It's Nancy Anderson Fit.
Yes.
So Nancy Anderson Fit, just the way it sounds, on mm-hmm. Instagram.
And then nancyandersonfit.com website.
And I'll be tagging her in my stories and on my page pretty soon. And you guys will also see her on the Shrugged Collective. She's pretty hard to miss. It's an attractive redhead. And
there aren't many of us. No, just kidding.
There's actually really not. Okay, moving on. So go ahead and talk about some of the things that you have besides the 30-day slim down.
Yeah, so I have a 10-day detox, which is great. Men and women can do it. It's just like one of those reset buttons. If you're prepping for an event or something, that's a really good kind of crunch time program to do. Everything's laid out for you. It's all nutrition. 30-day slim down is dope. I love it. If you haven't done it, do it. I've had over 10,000 people do it in 81 countries just this year. It is a bomb-ass program. It's all nutrition. You can still work out on it. It's killer. And then my pregnancy and post-pregnancy series is my post-pregnancy ab rehab, my C-section recovery plan, my Move Your Bump workout program for pregnancy, and then my pregnancy nutrition plan. Then my 30-day slim down, you can also do if you're breastfeeding. So keep that in mind, because a lot of times I have breastfeeding moms that are questioning that, and there's breastfeeding modifications in that workout, in that plan.
So all of this is available where?
All of it's available on my website. It's all digital downloads. And then a couple of my programs come with community and coaching, like 30-day slim down, 10-day detox, and the post-pregnancy app rehab. So you just literally go to my site. You can pick any program you want. You buy it. You download it. It's yours forever. And you get lifelong updates. So like I was mentioning how I'm always like looking for new research. So when new research comes out and I need to change something in the program or I need to update the recipes, you always get new updates for like life. So you'll always have them. And then you can keep up with me on social media. I post recipes and workouts and all kinds of research on pregnancy, post-pregnancy kind of topics. And that's on Instagram at Nancy Anderson Fit.
So I go to Instagram. I click on, is there a link in your bio? I assume that brings me to your website.
Yeah.
Cool.
Perfect.
All right.
Cool.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
It was so fun. I loved it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's Nancy. And this is your boy, Ryan Fish, over and out. And I will see you on the next podcast next Tuesday.
Bye.